Hello, everybody. This is Alan Freed speaking. And friends, I want to have a little talk with you before we begin our regular Moondog show tonight about the horrible disappointment of many thousands of folks who tried to attend our coronation ball at the Cleveland Arena last night. And believe me, I come to you very humbly and with deep regret in my heart because of the great disappointment the thousands of you who've been my friends suffered last night. And believe me, I want to say that I suffered right with you. When we attempted to bring you, with every sincere good intentions, the finest event that you have ever attended in Cleveland or elsewhere, we had no idea that the turnout would anywhere come close to the tremendous number of folks who turned out last night at the Cleveland Arena. If anyone, even in their wildest imagination, had told us that some 20 or 25,000 people would try to get into a dance, well, I suppose you would have been just like me. You probably would have laughed and said they were crazy. We all know that even though we tried to do the finest thing that we could last night, that it was all more or less in vain because it just didn't work out that way. I know that most of you who've been my friends here on the Moondog Show for the past 6 or 7 months have known that after today I've been subject to much abuse and blame in print and out of print for the way the Moondog Coronation Ball turned out last night. It has been emphasized in the newspapers that I was the promoter of the ball. And that I want to clarify at once. The promoter and business manager of the event was a man whom I've known for years as one of the most honest and sincere theatrical promoters in America, Mr. Lou Platt of Akron. I was engaged, just as Tiny Grimes Band and Paul Williams and the Dominoes and Beretta Dillard and Danny Cobb, solely to act as your master of ceremonies and to use the Moondog Radio Showtime to advertise the ball. Now, this is entirely up to you. I know a great many of you are sitting on the fence ready to jump off on either side. And if you wish to lay the blame on me for what happened last night, you're certainly perfectly willing to do so. But the story I'm telling you tonight is the true story. And you know that I believe more than anyone else that I've knocked myself out the past 6 months or so to bring to all our many thousands of friends in the Moondog House the finest radio entertainment I could. And I've been honest and sincere and grateful to the very nth degree for the wonderful reaction you've shown to our radio program. And I might add that I'm not ashamed to say that I was so sick at heart after the 2 hours I spent on the bandstand trying to bring order out of a lot of confusion that I went off by myself and cried. And only God knows how I felt in my heart, and I do tonight. I want you to listen very carefully to me because everything is going to be righted if it's the last thing I do, and I want and pray for your continued loyalty and faithfulness to me. Now, one of the big bones of contention I notice as I read the newspapers was the fact that they say that I was the promoter of the dance, which I was not, and secondly, that the Cleveland Arena was oversold in admissions. Now, a great many of you who were there last night attended the Harlem Globetrotters basketball game a few weeks ago, which the arena sold over 13,000 tickets for. From the most authentic sources at hand, we can prove that the Cleveland Arena was not oversold last night. Internal revenue figures will prove that only 9,700 tickets were sold. The sale of tickets was stopped at that point by authorities and not by anyone connected with the promotion or management of the show. We were still some 2,300 admissions sold short of capacity of the arena. And as I said, over 13,000 tickets were sold a few weeks ago for the Harlem Globetrotters at the arena. And yet we actually sold some 4,000 less tickets for the Moondog Ball last night. Now, as everyone who was inside for the first hour of the dance will testify, we were having a real great time until the crushing pressure of some 10,000 people still outside smashed open the doors of the arena and converged on the inside. When that happened, and some 7,000 persons without tickets bulged the insides of the arena, the whole show went out of control. Now, friends, that's the story, and that's the truth. And you've been my friends for a long time now, and I want you to continue to be my friends. If I were able to, and had I been the promoter of the show, and had I funds available to do it, I would refund the purchase price of every ticket that was sold last night. But as I explained, I was not the promoter of the dance. I was hired just as the bands were hired to appear at the arena last night and to allow the Moondog name to be used in connection with the dance. So, I want to say this. Because of the fact that you were so loyal and have been so loyal, and because I want to be with you for a long time to come in the Moondog House, we are making arrangements at this very moment not to put on another dance because we found out last night that there are so many moondoggers in the Northern Ohio area who want to attend a dance that there's not a place big enough to hold them, that we're going to put on a great all-star moondog show with reserved seat tickets. And every one of you who still hold tickets for last night's moondog ball, please hold on to those tickets because they, when we have arranged our big show here in Cleveland, as soon as we get a hall, that the only reserved seat tickets will be sold for and only those few tickets and that's all, those tickets will be exchanged the very first before any other ticket is sold for the highest priced ticket of the show that we plan to put on. In that way, we hope to make amends to the many thousands of you who could not gain admittance to the arena last night. Some of you who drove not gain admittance to the arena last night. Some of you who drove, some of you who drove, some of you who get to can't tell you how deeply sorry I am for what happened last night. But I wonder if you put yourself in my place, that if you could blame me for what happened last night at the ball, when some 25,000 people tried to get into a hall that held only 10 or 12,000 people. So I ask your indulgence, I ask your continued loyalty, and I promise you that everything will be righted, that everybody will be happy. So please bear with me, and I would like to have your expressions of loyalty to the old moondog here, because you know we love you all, and we love you all sincerely. And if there's any coercion or anything else used to keep us from putting on any more dances in Cleveland, that'll be a different matter. But I think we're a big enough and happy enough family and have been through these many months that we can overlook this situation that happened last night and look forward to greater and more wonderful times in the future where things like this will never be repeated again. I want to thank you for the tremendous show of faith you showed in me last night at the Cleveland Arena. And I want to promise you here tonight before we start our program that henceforth, everybody is going to be happy, and we're going to make it a lifelong job if necessary. Now, I'd like to have you do this for me tonight when you call in your request to our Moondog show on this Saturday night. I would like to have you tell Dean on the telephone when you call in that you are with the Moondog. And if you're not with the Moondog, you can tell Dean that too. Because if enough of you can show faith tonight through your telephone calls, through your telegrams, through your cards and letters over the weekend to tell us that you're sticking with the Moondog through thick and thin, even though, as I understand, they're going to arrest me for overloading the arena last night, I will tell you that it'll be worth your while because I will see that everything definitely is made all right again. And if enough of you show and tell us tonight on the telephone that you're going to continue to be loyal to the Moondog show, we will continue with the show. If not, the Moondog program will leave the radio. So please call when you call in your telephone request tonight. Tell us that you're with us because we are with you. Well, Moondoggers, I suppose you know that I don't feel very much like carrying on with the old deal tonight after the things that have been said and written about me today. But we're going to continue. We're going to show them we've got a great, wonderful bunch of people all over Northern Ohio. And we're not going to be pushed around because we're going to have a lot of years ahead of us for a lot of great things. And so with that great inspiration that you've shown to me in mind, we're going to give you a real wonderful radio show tonight. Call your requests in. Be sure to tell us that you're sticking with the Moondog through thick or thin, and we'll make it right with you, Moondoggers, as Aaron Brew, the standard beer, Northern Ohio's largest selling beer, brings you the Moondog Show. Tiny Crime, Crockett Highlanders, the Record Rendezvous, Moondockers. God bless you. Thank you so much for your wonderful telephone calls and your telegrams. We're with you, too. And I want you to tell us tonight that you're with us. So whatever you do, call us and send us a telegram and tell us that you're with the Moondog. Because we've got the great news. WJW's management has announced tonight that because of all the wonderful Moondockers who turned out last night and were disappointed, that we're going to bring you more and more airtime of the Moondog Show beginning on Monday. We're going to have a Moondog matinee every afternoon from 5 to 6 o'clock, early evening from 5 to 6 o'clock beginning Monday, every day, Monday through Friday, the Moondog matinee. And beginning Monday night, the Moondog Show will be heard Monday through Friday from 11:15 until 2 o'clock in the morning. And on Saturday night, beginning next Saturday night, from 11:15 until 3 o'clock in the morning. So you see, Moondoggers, it all goes to show you that you can't push people around. We want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and we want to promise you continued great entertainment and the best that we possibly can do from now on. So, Moondoggers, thank you so much. Keep your telephone calls coming and your telegrams, because we love you all, and we want you to know that we've had a very, very blue night and a very blue day today. And we want to tell you that we're with you all the way if you want us. So please let us hear from you. This is for House and Willie Bell, Alice, Alberta, Lily, Nikki, Cleo, Lucy, Louise W., Lily May, Glenna May from a young Moondogger who thinks they're all swell in Barberton, Ohio. Here's some folks. Dear Alan, we're truly Moondoggers. We're with you 100%. Keep it up, man. And this is signed Martha Register and Marion Smith. They tried to call, the lines were busy, and they came all the way down to the studio from 89th and Quincy. God bless you. Thank you so much. And also for some people at 6209 Lexington, tell Alan we are with you. We love your program very much and hope it continues forever. And also for these Moondoggers here, let's see, the best girl, the best pal, and the best friend I ever had, for Louise from Turk. Louise from Turk here in Cleveland. Little Esther sings The Storm. Yeah! Rock of the Blues. That was rather The Storm with Little Esther Moondoggers. And now we got Earl Bosty coming up. Let's dance a little bit. Let's try to forget our troubles here tonight, Moondoggers. You made me feel so wonderful. I hope you'll keep your telephone calls coming and your telegrams telling us that you're with the Moondog. Because, Moondoggers, I explained my side of the story for last night, and I'm going to do so again. We've taken a lot of abuse today, not only in print, but also through the word of mouth. And we want to tell you right now that we're just so happy tonight that you have shown that you are with us, because believe me, we're with you, and we're going to make every single thing up to you again. I can guarantee you that. God bless you and thank you. Now here comes Aerobostics Orchestra with The Moon Is Low. Come on now, let's dance a little bit. Yes, all right.
Four to 6 p.m., Hair Weave is participating in the accessory fashionetta at the Town Casino. Be sure to attend. For tickets, telephone Hair Weave at Sweetbriar 14744.
Hello again, Moondoggers. This is the old King of the Moondog back again. Another big stack of telegrams came rolling in from our great friends all over Northern Ohio, and we'd like to read them for you right now. All of your fans are sticking with you. You are not to blame for what happened last night. Cheer up, the sun will shine. Cheer up, the sun will shine. Abuse in those stories and in all the rumors that spread around, and we tried to tell our side of the story. And brother, when I said we're going to make it up to you, I mean it. As a matter of fact, I am writing a check, my own personal check, even though I will make absolutely no money out of what happened last night, because of all the confusion and the tremendous cost and all the money that was lost in the Moondog Ball last night. I am writing my own personal check for $1,000. And we're going to set up an organization for the summertime, which we're going to call the Moon Puppies Club, for youngsters from 6 years old to 12 years old, underprivileged youngsters and youngsters who would like to go away to camp in the summertime. And we're going to have a moon puppy camp so that all the boys and girls can get out in the summertime. We're going to take them to ball games with the Cleveland Indians. And, well, that's just one of the things that we're going to do. That's my promise to you, and that's the way it's going to be. And I want to thank you so much. Now, let's see here. Let's talk a little about that wonderful sponsor of ours, Aaron Brew, the Standard Beer. Don't you dare forget about them, because they stuck with us. And they've been the greatest selling beer in Northern Ohio for years and years. Folks all know what a very reliable organization the Standard Brewing Company is. So remember to have Aaron Brew. And remember that Standard Brewing has added something for your great convenience, folks. Your Standard beers in an all-glass bottle, which we call the disposable bottle. They take less space in your refrigerator.